Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. I'm going to ask you a question here. I'll answer it first because you guys do not know the question. The question, the get-to-know-you question is, what is something your younger self would be surprised about now? The young version of you, could be good or bad, if they looked at you today, what would they be surprised to see and know? I'll go first. Probably that my wife is pretty. Because no girls ever wanted to talk to me or be my girlfriend or anything. They wanted nothing to do with me. So I think younger me, if it were like 12 or so, he'd probably disappear for a while. After he saw her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think he'd be pretty excited about that. I think that's what, that would be the surprise. I'm like, wow. I know no girl likes you now, but there's at least one that's going to marry you. That would be me. Amy?
I think this as my career, like getting paid to talk and being in radio, because I didn't have aspirations for this. And so it's really cool. The thing that I used to get in trouble for.
What did you think you would do as a 12-year-old?
Gosh, at 12, I think probably a little bit younger than that. I was in the veterinarian phase because my uncle was a vet. I liked being around animals, and I feel like a lot of kids go through either marine biology or vet phase. Mm-hmm. So I was probably still there. But by the time I got to high school, honestly, I just didn't know. In college, I did not know. And then I went into sales, which worked for me.
Do you know now?
Good. Do I know now? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've been doing this now for 17 years, and it's kind of crazy.
Eddie, something your younger self will be surprised about.
Say that again. You have 4 kids? No, I'm going to have 4 kids when I'm older. Get out of here. That's the crazy. Dude, I didn't think I'd have 1 kid.
You didn't think you'd have 4 kids 3 years ago, though. Because, you know, your 2 boys are adopted now.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, 4, that's a lot.
That's crazy. Like, I would call you a liar if you told me I was going to have 4 kids when I'm older.
Lunchbox?
That I'm married. That's it. Tied down, settled down for one chick. I mean,
because
I just liked, I mean, I liked women. I liked women. I still like women, but what I'm saying is,
but your wife's a woman.
I know, I settled for one woman. Like back then, I was just like, there is no way. Why would you ever, ever settle for one woman? And then, I mean, something happened. I don't know.
Lion got tamed.
Yeah, lion got tamed. You
lion
know what
got
I mean?
Neutered.
I didn't get neutered because, I mean, still got kids, but.
Yeah,
I mean, it still works.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, like,
it still works.
Yeah, I'm just not out on the prowl is what it is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I used to tell you, this dude used to prowl.
I've heard the stories. Only from you, but I've heard the stories only from you. Though.
Like, they're saying theirs is, like, having kids or how many. Like, mine is that I only have 2. I guess I thought I was going to have, like, 5.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
I didn't say anything about kids. I said I just wasn't going to be married. I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, you said you had
kids. He may have 30 kids, but no, not married.
Yeah. I mean,
that might have been what it was. He's a prowler. He's lying.
Hey.
I was a prowler.
Yeah. So do you have any other kids out there, do you think?
No, not that I know of.
Nothing new.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, I assume they would have told you, right?
Yeah.
No, sometimes it takes long time.
23andMe, bro. Do that.
Yep.
No, we'll never doing that.
We'll do it on the air.
Never.
See what happens.
Never.
All right, thank you guys. Welcome to the show. This is the segment where you guys can get to us. Just email us. Here's the email address if you want to be a part of the mailbag. Morgan?
Mailbag at BobbyBones.com.
All right, open it up.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My wife and I have a 3-year-old. He's now at an age where most children have transitioned away from breastfeeding. However, my wife feels strongly about continuing this practice. It has become a source of tension between us. I respect her perspective. I understand that everybody has different parenting styles, but I am unsure about the long-term implications of extended breastfeeding and the impact it may have on our child's development. How do I deal with my wife breastfeeding our 3-year-old? How would the other members of the show feel? Signed, a concerned parent. Let's go to Eddie. Three.
I know people that like have been breastfeeding their kids until they were like 5 or 6.
No way.
I'm not
in
kidding.
In kindergarten.
I'm not kidding.
You
yes.
actually know.
They get out of Miss Jones' class. They get off the bus. They run right up.
It's almost like a milk and cookies thing, like that's, comfort, you know?
There's no way.
I'm serious. And so I don't know what the long-term effects are of this, like, but I know people that have been doing it
right
for a
down
long
their
time.
Name.
No, you don't know. You don't know.
They go to a different school.
Yeah, they need to be investigated.
Mm. Not investigated.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
No, I mean, I think it's harder than you think to, like, unlatch.
No, no. Once they get teeth, they start biting. It hurts. Like, you got to get off the... I can't say that.
I'm going to check myself out of this answer because I don't have kids, and this is a very... I can just tell you what books say, and I ain't going to do that because I'm not a parent. So I'm checking myself out. I never had right. kids that breastfeed. Eddie, 3, too old or not?
3 is probably the right age.
To 2.
It should probably,
your kids did not go till 3. There's no way.
2, but it should be done. Like, we should be done with it.
Move so you on. Should cut. You're telling him you agree with him.
Absolutely. But I'm not talking to the mom here because the mom, there's a special connection with breastfeeding. I don't want to get involved with that.
But you just... Okay.
I'll get involved. You got to stop. You got to stop. It's about a year is about the max. Once they get teeth, it gets impossible. They start biting. It hurts. It's very difficult. The kid needs to learn independence. The mom is hanging on. The mom needs to let go. Get the boob out of the mouth and give it back to the mom.
Well, he just
he never
cut
took
it,
it from the mom.
Yeah, it's like still on the mom.
Well, I was going to say something else, but I don't know. Give it back to the dad.
Lunchbox just cut it off at a year, but I personally have never breastfed. I got my kids at like 7 and 10, but my sister has 4 kids, and yeah, she was somewhere between the year to 2-year mark that sort of stopped. Each kid was a little bit different, and I think you have to decide what's best for you and what's working. But
what about 5 or 6, like Eddie's friends?
Oh, I've no. heard news
Is that who
stories?
You guys want to count the crows with?
Look, she's certain.
No. I mean, we've heard of people like that are 8.
Well, I've seen
in the news, yes. But you don't know them.
I yeah. didn't say I knew them. I said we have heard of people. So I really think it's case by case. But I mean, yeah, when you have 2 parents involved here, I don't know if you could like book an appointment with your I don't know, is that a pediatrician? Oh, a lactation specialist?
Yeah. A lactation consultant.
I see those.
I thought about being that.
Yeah.
You did?
No, you
did. What do you mean you thought
yeah,
it?
Yeah, because my wife.
Like when you were a kid?
No. When my wife, we had our second child. He was having a hard time latching, and we would go to a lactation consultant, and we would meet with these people, and they would teach the kids how to get on there. And I was like, man, I could be one of these people.
You like demonstrate for the kid?
No, the
all right, kid.
The kid.
Watch me do this, baby.
No, but the women come in and you help them position their boobs and stuff.
Yeah, wasn't for a perverted reason, it sounds
no,
like.
No, it was just to be like to help these women. It was a sad situation.
It's a helper.
It's yeah, the I was a helper. Position of the baby, okay, the position of the mom.
Sounds like the room here says 3 is it's starting to
sound
way too old.
Okay.
Way too old. I mean, because they can talk and they can tell their friends, hey, I'm still, I mean, like, they have personalities.
They can talk. You know what I did today?
Yeah, I was on my mom's boob, man. Like, that's so weird.
You look over, he's texting his buddy.
Right.
All right. They seem to think 3 is too old. Player this clip. Good luck. That's all I can say. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Coming up in the next segment, we'll talk to Naomi Shore. Now, you may not know her by the name, but we had the clip of her singing at a Miss Arkansas pageant, and the performance wasn't great. But what I said was, I just love how she committed and kept going. Now, there's more to the story because we actually have Naomi on who's going to tell us what happened and what actually caused her to sing like that. Just here's a clip of her singing. It goes down a whole path. We'll play it again, but she's super cool to come on and talk about this. Naomi Shore, she went viral, and we'll talk to her next here on The Bobby Bones Show. Hey, Naomi, how are you?
Hey. Good.
So apparently anything on TikTok, I'm such an Arkansas guy that anything that comes up Arkansas just comes up in my feed all the time, right? It's all Arkansas all the time.
And yeah.
I was playing your video on the air, and I was like, you know what I love about, and I don't know you, we've never met, so great to see you, great to meet you, all that.
Nice
yeah.
to meet you.
What I loved about this video, and I was saying this to my show, and I don't know if you heard it at all, but I was like, this is what we should all be doing. We should all just be leaving it all out there regardless, just putting all your effort into it and then letting the chips fall where they may. And I was really inspired by the video. And I had told Scuba Steve, our producer, I said, hey, I'd like to talk to her. And he was like, yeah, we'll try to get her on. He was like, what we don't want to do is like be mean. I was like, I wasn't going to be mean. I think that how she performed that, although, and I think I've seen your video since where you can really sing, but I think how you performed that night was so inspiring to me because you just went for it as hard as you could. Can you tell me about that night a little bit?
You're from Hot Springs, and I don't know if you ever went to the Miss Arkansas pageant, but that is where the state pageant, as a prerequisite for the Miss America pageant, takes place in Hot Springs, and you're there for a full week. Competing, having rehearsals every day, being scrutinized. And I did not get my dress until the moment that I was performing in it from alterations. So I put it on. It was too tight. It had been altered. I was kind of psyched out whenever I put that on, and it felt tight, like I couldn't breathe in like the bodice. And then you get a mic stuck in the back, you know. But I don't know if you've ever performed on stage, but, you know, I know you work with speakers. And so you have speakers that face you so that you can hear your music. And then you have speakers that face the audience so that the audience can hear your music and your mic. And that song that I sang starts with three chimes of a bell that tell you the key that you need to start in. So I go out there and I did not hear anything on my side of the speakers. So I started off key, and that song, that arrangement was edited so down to have so many like big moments really fast in this small time frame that you're given. And it just completely got away from me. I got started off key and I couldn't save it. But before I did any pageants, I've done a lot of music theater and really love performing and have performed many, many times. And you're taught in theater and live performance that you never stop in the middle of a performance ever, and that you are supposed to leave it all out there, completely sell it. You know, whether it's acting, missing a line, you just keep going. But you're never supposed to freeze. You're never supposed to run off stage. And so I did. I sold it. Like, if you mute that video and watch it, I would be like, wow, that girl's crushing it. Or at least she thinks she is. But of course, that's kind of the hard part about that moment is I thought it was over. And then, you know, everyone that has continued to watch it says, oh my gosh, look at this girl who thinks she's so good. She's so terrible. Let me contact her and let her know. So, yeah. So whenever I walked off the stage, I knew I bombed it. I was so glad it was over. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad I'm done with that. And I never have to think about it again. But
and then social media comes back around.
That's not how it went.
Yeah. So, you know, and again, probably a part of the reason too that I was so inspired by it is if I'm doing stand up or if I'm doing music and my ear goes out, or it's so easy to go, hey, something's wrong, or to met, and you battled the whole way through. And I was on, and I was just really just amazed at just you were so tenacious and you just did not give up and you sang all the way through. And yeah, you're right. When you hear people like you do the national anthem in front of the Super Bowl, sometimes they'll go, that's how important hearing that is, to know what key to get in. And if you didn't hear that at all, I can definitely see where you wouldn't even know where to start.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure there's a key change in there. I don't know. It's been so long. That was 13 years ago.
I thought it may have been 5 or 6. I didn't know it was 13. Yeah.
Golly.
Yes. Wow. I'm a totally different person now.
That's still new to some people. Like some people are still scrolling.
Oh, yeah.
And that they're still like, well, look at this. And so, which is crazy. So a couple things. One, I did see that you're a speech pathologist, and I went to a lot of speech pathology in college, especially because I wanted to do this. But, you know, I went and tried to lose some of my accent, and you're from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I'm from Arkansas. Some of the accent just doesn't go away. Like it lives within me. It is who I am. But I worked with these speech pathologists who would work with kids too. And like, or people who are older who were trying. So what in your speech pathology, like who are you working with? What kind of people?
I've worked with a range. I've worked from kind of in that 3-year-old range all the way up into high school. I've worked in the school setting. I've worked in private practice setting where you would like come in for an outpatient appointment. And then I really love and have worked with kind of daycare aged kids. So I go into a daycare and then I pull kids out for their therapy.
It's such a selfless, and being around is such a selfless job, vocation, whatever, a career, because again, you're working, it's a very helper type job. Is that what drew you to that?
It is. Yeah. I've always loved helping people. Actually, whenever I first did 2 pageants, 2 local pageants and 1 scholarship money. And that's what brought me to those pageants. But in the Miss America system, one of the things that you do is you choose a platform issue and you work with it. And so I chose domestic violence because I had personal experiences with that as a child. And so I spoke to schools, I spoke publicly and raised money throughout my years, my 2 years serving. And it was awesome. It gave me a sense of purpose and provided me just an amazing opportunity to connect with a lot of people. And so at first I thought I was going to go into social work, and you know, you look back and it kind of all comes together, right? And it's like, oh, this is what I was always meant to do, because I'm working with kids that have some sort of issue that, you know, it might be something they're going to deal with their entire life, or it might be just that they're having trouble getting their R sound. And you know what? They might be bullied for that. And so I get to help, and I get to work one-on-one and have a relationship with these kids while we overcome barriers together. And I love in the pageants, you know, obviously that was a bad experience, but I really love interview and I really loved the public speaking part of it. And so now I take kind of those communication pieces and skills that I learned doing that. And then I use that in working with these kids on their communication skills.
Do you sing anymore?
I sing every day, all day with my son.
But never on, you're not a performer anymore at all?
No. I did a lot of music theater in high school and in college. I was on choir scholarship in college and thought I wanted to be a Broadway star whenever I was young. That song that I sang really isn't usually my jam. Usually I do more like theatrical character voices, more comedy. And actually I was kind of trying to play the character that I thought the judges wanted in a pageant girl, you know, to win this role. This, any actor takes a role and then they study the character and decide how to portray that character. Right. So that's what I was doing. And so the song even that I chose was meant to be kind of a pageanty song where you know, belt and have all these power moments. And it wasn't my style that I usually did. So I think from the get-go, you know, I thought I was doing it the right way because I was young. So I thought I was playing a role and playing to the audience. But looking back now as a woman, I'm like, okay, I think I got too far from my actual self. I listened to advice of people who were kind of in that world to try to learn how to play the game and the politics at the state level. And in the end, it didn't serve me. But I don't perform. I have a profession and I'm a mom and I sing for fun and I still listen to my Broadway show tunes and sing, force my child to sing to, you know, Lion King in the car. But that's the extent of it.
Okay, well, I'm doing a couple theaters. I'm doing Tulsa. I'm doing Wichita, Kansas. If you want to come and sing a song or two and get back like the old days, the offer is there. Does that sound fun to you at all? Exciting to you at all? Or does it just sound miserable?
Okay, if I was having to sing that song
not
again,
that song. No, not that.
A hard no.
That song, no. But if you ever wanted to go, you know, I haven't done this in a while. Here's 1,000, 2,000 people, theater, a guy that I can trust because he's like me. He's from where I'm from. Like, I'll be doing a couple shows. And if you want, ever want to bring your kids never seen you sing on a stage.
Yeah.
We're just saying the opportunity is there. Think about it. And I would love to have you come out sometime and sing if you wanted to do that.
Thanks. I appreciate the invitation.
All right. There she
I don't
is.
Know if I'd be putting myself out there like that again, but.
You know, I don't know either. I mean, if it were me, I don't like putting myself out there sometimes either. But Naomi, thank you for your time and for talking with us and telling us the story behind it. And again, in the most positive way, which is how I was talking about it, I was like, she just kept going. That's what we all need to do. She just kept going. And that probably says a lot about you and how you handle a lot of different things in your life. So I really appreciate the time that you spent with us today.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. And everybody, if you listen to that video, like, please don't forward it on. Let it die.
That's funny. Let it die. Okay.
Everyone repost it. I mean, you will get the clicks, but even Will Smith posted it on his Instagram.
No way.
Ago.
No yes. way.
What did he
I
say?
Messaged him. I messaged him and I said, please take this down. It really hurts my feelings.
Oh,
and no, it didn't get taken down.
What did you say?
She should slap him.
She
then.
Should go up and slap him right in the face.
Yeah, in front of everyone.
That's true.
You know what? If I had the ability to slap a lot of these people, I would.
Naomi, thank you very much. Hope you have a great day.
Yeah, thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This girl, Roxanne, was in Hawaii for a camping trip and she got home and checked her computer. She had an email, a Facebook notification, and then also results from a DNA website revealing that she had a younger half sister. So again, she's off the grid, not paying attention to some of this stuff. And then boom, she's got all these messages. And it turns out they had both submitted their information to like a DNA site. Voila. She has a sister. And they communicated virtually. They live 3,000 miles apart. So for years, they were only talking, you know, online. And they just met up in person. And it was really cool for them to get to do that. They had breakfast. They exchanged gifts. And now they, you know, just have a sister for the rest of their lives. They're 30 years old.
Like half sister.
Half.
So still blood. And it still makes sense they would know each other. But still cool.
That's really cool.
So I still really want Lunchbox to do a DNA test.
Mm-hmm.
To find out if
he has any kids out there.
Yeah, because he went hard back in the day.
That's so he says.
Not doing it. I'll never do it.
Because you're scared?
No, it's not about being scared about I don't want
He doesn't want someone to have his info.
I'm telling you, whatever info they want on you, they already have.
No. They can use my DNA and they can make millions of dollars and I get none of it.
That was one case.
But what millions of dollars?
Henrietta Lacks, if you look
That's
up her.
The case.
She.
Oh, that book was good.
She had cancer and she went to Johns Hopkins and they used her DNA to create all these vaccines and made millions upon millions of dollars. Her family got none of it and
Probably
they lived
billions.
Dirt poor and couldn't even afford to turn on water. So I will never give you my DNA. Okay.
Let me just a couple points, if you don't mind, counterpoints to that. Or just side, not even counterpoints.
Yeah.
First of all, this is a one in a trillion situation. So,
right, what if I'm that trillion?
Absolutely. So I'm going to agree with that too. What if you are that? So two, I don't know the story, but they didn't take anything from her. Right? Mm-hmm.
No, they did.
They did. This is
not like money or means.
No.
They used her DNA, but they didn't take anything from her. So it's not like she got poorer because of it and something good actually happened because they did that with her DNA.
Yeah, but they got rich and she got nothing.
Yeah, I hear you, but I'm saying, and I'm sure now she's getting something. She
no.
wrote a book.
No.
Nothing? She made no money.
The book. Probably, though.
No, she did.
Oh, she died?
Yeah.
Okay, it's her family.
But wouldn't you want your DNA to help all those people, though, if that happened?
I want to get rich.
It's Lunchbox you're talking
about. If you're going to get rich, I need to get rich, too.
I feel you, but I think now there are probably some rules and protocols to set because of this.
Maybe. I haven't done research on that, but just check it out.
Okay.
It's Henrietta Lacks.
I'd love for you to do a DNA test.
The book is The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks.
You know what? Don't care. All I want Lunchbox to do is a DNA test. I do care in a different way, but for this bit.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
Man,
it's not about what he's saying, guys.
Dude, that'll rock
He just doesn't want to have any other family members, kids.
Right?
He doesn't.
Like, it's literally like this was, it was taken from her. And then the, when they named it, like the particular type of cell, it's like HeLa, like the Henrietta and then the LA lax. So it's called, like when you're in school and you learn about the HeLa cell or something, like it's, that's her.
I feel you. And that's, I hate that for her. And this, wow, what a story. And we did it as a whole different segment. I'd be so enthralled by here in the injustice.
You want to do it after we come back?
No, in the injustice, all that. But I want Lunchbox to take a DNA test and by Henrietta because she sounds like a good person. I'm sorry that happened to her.
Yeah. You know what? Lunchbox's wife seems so nice. I'm sure she'd be fine if you had 10 cool kids out there.
What?
Might be weird.
All right. Anyway,
might be weird.
Great story. Great story. Back to the beginning. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We're going to play the Bobby Feud, the funniest people of all time. Lunchbox will go first. We asked 2,000 of our listeners who's the funniest person of all time. Very broad, very generic, but still... 2,000 of our listeners responded on our Facebook page. Who is the funniest person of all time? Now, if you win the game, You can either have the cash prize, which I have written down, or you can have the mystery prize, which I've written down. So I'll not be changing anything, but there is a prize for you guys. One of them is worth something good, and one of them is not. Ready to go, everybody?
Ready. Yeah.
All right, let's go. Lunchbox, you're up first. 2,000 listeners were asked, who's the funniest person of all time?
Man, Chris Rock.
Show me Chris Rock. Number 7. Like 7 points.
Not bad.
Okay. Jerry Seinfeld.
Show me Seinfeld. Number 4. Have yourself 4 more points.
I just don't know how old our people are.
That's the tough part.
You know what I mean? That's the tough part. It's like, I don't know how far
George
back.
George Burns.
He was funny.
No, that's not who I was thinking of.
Milton Berle.
Not who I was thinking of.
Charlie Chaplin.
Gosh, give me Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart!
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, Eddie, we're over to you now.
Okay.
Didn't know.
I'm going to start pretty easy with Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell! Yes.
Yeah. Number 2. That's tough. Like, how old are our people?
Exactly.
Stop.
Exactly, man.
And I'm going to do the same bit. George Burns.
That's the exact same thing. Let's go Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy!
Yeah!
Number 10, Eddie Murphy.
Dang, I was worried we'd go back.
Should I punt here?
Eddie takes the lead with 12 points.
Do you know who's funny?
Who's funny?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy!
Oh. Hey, you didn't get her done.
Amy?
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey!
Oh, that's good, Amy.
I know.
Round one is over. There are only 3 rounds total. Points have doubled in the second round.
If that list is all men.
Well, yeah, I didn't make the list.
Amy.
She's spitting at me. We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners, men and women who responded to this, who is the funniest person of all time? Lunchbox points are doubled. Go.
Richard Pryor.
Show me Richard Pryor!
That's what I was worried about, the oldness. Dang it.
You know, Amy went, who'd you go with? Who's Tina Fey. I'm going to go Amy Poehler.
Emma!
Who's that guy on your shirt again?
Andy Kaufman.
No way our listeners said Andy Kaufman.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's good!
Jiggy! Number 3 answer. Good job. Collect 3 points. Jim Carrey. So far, we have
6.
Will Ferrell at 2. Oh, she has 6 points. Oh, yeah, double. Thank you there. Will Ferrell at 2. Jim Carrey at 3. Jerry Seinfeld at 4. Chris Rock at 7. Eddie Murphy at 10. 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked, who's the funniest person of all time?
Jeff Foxworthy?
Still 5 answers on the board. Show me. You might be a redneck if you pick Jeff Foxworthy. No. Lunchbox, okay. Points are tripled. You got to have some points to stay in the game here.
Yeah, I know.
There is a cash prize. There's also a prize.
I don't know her name. Dang it. Girl, I don't know her name, though. Dang.
Funniest person of all time. Number 1 answer still on the board.
Yeah, that's what's weird. How is that still on the board? This is the old people.
Come on.
5 seconds.
Steve Martin.
Show me Steve Martin.
Good one.
Yes!
Number 9 answer.
Yes!
Oh, that's huge.
27 points.
Yes!
That's huge.
I was worried to go back to the old well, but it worked.
Wow. Lunchbox takes that commanding lead.
Guys.
4 answers on the board.
I'm going to get a little sad here. Rest in peace. Robin Williams.
Show me Robin Williams. Number 1 answer.
No. Okay, that's awesome.
Right. I'm not going there.
Huh?
Oh, I know.
I'm not going there.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
No. He wouldn't be on the list.
But he was funny.
He was hilarious.
He was hilarious, but man, I don't.
He was clean.
Yeah. It's true.
He was clean.
Probably never did anything wrong.
With his jokes.
No, he's very clean.
With his jokes,
clean.
He was.
That wasn't bad, dude. All right.
Our listeners, you know who they love? Go ahead and count it down. 3, 2, 1, Jeff Foxworthy.
She just said that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, give him that.
I mean, one, he wasn't listening.
No, I was writing my list.
That's like almost punishment. Okay, you lost. It's over. That one's over. Okay, Eddie, lunch was the winner.
You really said that?
Points for that.
I know. Lunch is...
Sorry, I'm writing my list. I can't pay attention to all the game players.
There's two other two game players.
That is like Wheel of Fortune when I watch it and someone guesses a letter that someone didn't guess. And I'm like, you're such an idiot.
Yeah.
Guess what?
You're the idiot.
I'm the idiot.
Eddie, you're down. You need a couple points.
Dang it!
You got three answers on the board.
That was so dumb.
Who did this poll?
We did on Facebook.
I'm sorry, listeners.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be weird that they pick Bobby Bones.
Dang it.
Would it?
It would be Bobby
Bones.
I had that.
That
was so dumb.
You didn't even give me a chance to call for it, buddy. You just do know.
But why wouldn't they do that?
I mean, he tries to suck up. You should try to win a game.
Amy said that, too.
I know.
It's not sucking up. It's being smart.
I think that's a strategic play.
It was honestly, if Eddie didn't say it, I was about to.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Amy.
See your list.
Before Eddie even brought you up.
It's all pictures in my face and my head.
It is. He drew a bunch of characters.
BB and E. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm still hopeful for a woman, so let's go Lucille Ball.
What the?
Who?
Oh my gosh.
Did these guys not know?
Amy,
Lucy.
She's hilarious.
That old?
Was.
Show me Lucille Ball.
Hey, I tried to give it to you guys, and I still won. The girl I was trying to think of, I think her name is Melissa McCarthy. Mm-hmm.
She's not on there, though.
Oh, she's
not
funny.
She's funny.
Oh, Betty White?
She's not funny.
No. First of all, Lunchbox is our big winner. 41
points.
That's crazy.
Yeah!
41 points. Woo! Big win. Let's walk through the other ones here. You have Steve Carell at number 5.
Oh, my God. Oh, we're so stupid.
You have Chris Farley at number 6.
Yes.
And Bill Murray at number 8.
Oh. He's funny.
Yes. So, Lunchbox, would you like...
Come on. You got to go to the card.
It's not a card. It's, it's a mystery prize that I have in my bag.
Oh, man.
So, would you like the prize or the cash? And I've written down, so I'm not changing it on the spot. Would you like, which one would you like for your prize?
Dang, I'm
sorry. I mean, which for your, yeah, for
hey,
your.
Hey, his bag is big, dude.
Yeah, his bag is big. That's a big bag.
That's what we said, yeah.
Could it be a bag of cash?
Do you want the cash or do you want the prize?
If I pick one or the other, you're going to tell me the...
I will tell you both of them. Because I have them written down.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I like to see.
Okay.
Cash! Cash!
The cash that Lunchbox will be receiving is...
A lot of zippers.
That's a lot of zippers. That's a lot of wallet.
Now he's folding.
$20, make you holla. Congratulations, buddy. That's it. Thank you. There you go. Come get your money.
Huh? Well, so what's the prize?
The prize was a tub of toothpaste that is half, half used.
That's right, boys and girls. That's how you do it.
That's a win. That's a win.
Good job.
That's a win. That's a win. That's a win. Ray, I can't hear it. Can you turn it off?
All I do is win.
$20.
And what does $20 do?
Make me holla!
That's right, make them holla. All right. Americans, list their top financial regrets around the room. What is your greatest financial regret? And it can't be not winning the lottery, which, by the way, we didn't win. It can't be not winning the lottery. Lunchbox, what is your greatest financial regret?
It's a great question, man. I really don't have any financial regrets that I can think
You're
of.
Pretty happy financially.
The lottery?
Amy, he just said I can't say the lottery.
What about the jet ski?
The jet ski was amazing.
Yeah, but you lost it.
Yeah, I understand, but I got like 5 or 6 years of just pure enjoyment out of that
thing.
Did
insurance give you money for it?
No, I had liability only.
Regret?
No, it's not a regret.
Do you regret not having insurance on your jet ski?
No.
But you don't?
No. I mean, they were going to get, I mean, it was old by then, guys. Like, it was. And I mean, I tore up that lake for so long. Zoom, 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 zoom. Like, and I had chicks on the back of that thing. I mean,
it's worth it. It lived a good life.
So, but like one chick at a time.
Sometimes two.
Two chicks.
Wow. At the same time.
At the same time.
Okay, so you have
sometimes they had a lunchbox sandwich. Me in the middle, I let them drive it.
Okay. You had no you have no financial regrets.
Not that I can think of right now, but I mean, maybe I'll listen to you guys and I'll come back.
Eddie.
2006, man. My wife and I were like, oh, let's go to Hawaii. It'd be great. Let's go to a concert over there. Pearl Jam opening up for U2. We got a credit card. Let's do it. We paid for that trip on a credit card, and that was the start of our $40,000 debt. What? 8 years later? 10 years later?
That's tough.
That's a big regret. We shouldn't have taken that trip.
Amy?
Well, the time I wrote myself a check out of my mom's checkbook and signed her name and deposited it into my account and tell her.
Oh, my God. Did you get
I mean, eventually. Well, yes, because my mom balanced her checkbook
like
jail.
A
boss.
Like, did the law come?
No.
The forgery?
It was my mom. No, I was going to pay her back. But she wasn't around, and I needed to deposit. This was back in the day when if you didn't have the money, your check was going to bounce. And I had written a check and I was like, oh, shoot, that check's going to bounce. I need money in my account like now. And so I knew where my mom had her checkbooks and I wrote myself a check and I deposited. And then, of course, I waited. And then a few days later, I knew she was going to come for me once she noticed. And she did. And I was like, yes, I did that. I mean, I still to this day, I even told my daughter about it recently because she ordered things off my Amazon account without telling me.
Yeah.
And they started arriving at the house. And I said, did you get on my computer and get into my account and order these things? That's without permission. That's stealing. But then I said, hey, I get it. I stole from my mom once too. And I told her.
So then were you guys all even since you did it and she did it once? She get in trouble or no?
I think she liked that I was able to relate to her, but then she promised. She was like, okay, I won't ever do that again. You're right. She's like, I was going to tell you. The thing is, she never told me.
Did you get grounded? When did you get grounded?
I was an adult.
Oh, man. You should have got in jail, Amy.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were like 15.
I thought she was a kid, too, yeah. Like 16, 17 years old.
Right.
How old were you when you stole from your mom and forged a check? Federal crime? How old was the federal crime?
I mean, I think I was in college, and it was a summer. I was home for, you know.
I mean, first she wrote the hot check, and then she forged the check to cover the hot check.
To be fair, I didn't know it was hot at the time because I didn't really balance things. Golly. And then I was like, shoot.
When I was a kid, I called a 900 number over and over again.
I remember this.
I want to talk to Wade Boggs and Chris Sabo and Andre Dawson. And I thought if you just hung up with before the first minute, you didn't get charged $3.99. Because it was $3.99 first minute, then da-da for every minute after. But I thought, I'll never make it to 1 minute. So I'd hear him go, hey, this is Wade Boggs from the Boston Red Sox. So if you hang up. It was like $400.
It was just a recording too, yes. Wade.
Oh. My grandma wanted to kill me. That was bad. And once I signed up for a credit card for a free Cubs t-shirt in the ball game, the thing. And then I got credit cards forever. Mm. And then someone stole like that credit card number and was like running up like stolen identity on it. So then I had to go through the whole process. I never used a credit card. Should have never got the free shirt.
Yeah. All for the shirt.
Those were mistakes. It was a terrible shirt too. It was way too big. So that's where we were.
I know.
What? I'm going to read you the list here, though.
Okay, my first endorsement was for a bar. Instead of cash, I just took free drinks.
No way.
Now, hey, I get that, though.
I mean,
you drank a lot back then.
I know, but I could have drank it for free anyway.
That's like, hilarious. Yeah. You bartered out just free drinks instead of getting paid.
Yeah, they were like, oh, you can have cash or, you know, you can get free drinks at the bar. And I was like, oh, free drinks for sure. Free drinks for sure.
But did you get them anytime you went to that bar or just while you were there working?
While I was there working.
You couldn't go by like on another
night? Yes, I could go by. I guess I could go by any night, but I mean, I only go out on the weekends because I mean, I had an early morning. But I mean, there's no way I got enough money worth of drinks for what I was doing for the bar.
That's pretty bad. That's funny. Pretty bad. Here are the top regrets Americans have made financially. Number one, not saving enough for retirement.
There you go. Guys.
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet, so I can't regret
there's
it.
There's no regret yet.
Do you regret you had never started?
A little bit.
Yeah, I wish I had some in there.
Kind of want that 401k.
Taking a 401k.
That's it. Yeah.
People think, I swear to God, people think this is a bit.
No.
You guys don't. It's not a bit.
I need that 6%. I saw that email. I still need to do that.
Taking on too much credit card debt.
That's me.
I mean, sometimes.
Followed by not saving enough for emergency expenses.
Mm. Well, who is that? No one has time for that.
Who is that?
A lot of people do that.
It's just having like a fund in case.
No, I don't have that.
Not saving enough for your kids, for their education.
I'm worried about that. I worry about that every day.
I'm not. I made it without it. My parents supported me so they can figure it out too. There's grants, there's loans, there's all sorts of things out there.
Is that what you're going to tell them?
And scholarships. I mean, they're going to be athletic beasts.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah.
Where do they get that?
Mom's side, right?
Probably mostly mom's side. I mean, dad played college baseball and brother played college basketball. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The final one is renting too long without buying.
Oof, that was me.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because at that point you're just throwing that's money you're never getting back.
I think I bought my first house 6 years ago.
That's from Yahoo Finance. Would you take money from this job for drinks and said?
No, not anymore. Not anymore, man. That was so dumb. Like it was so dumb, and I did it for like 7 months, and then I realized this is so stupid. And so I went to the sales lady and I was like, hey, like you know about that deal? Like let's redo that.
What'd you say?
Okay, I'll talk to the bar.
And then?
And we got money.
You got money after that?
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, I think you might have been the one that pointed out to me, like, no, you should get free drinks and money. Like that. And I was like, really? You're like, yes.
Really?
And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, it was my first time getting, and I was just like, that is so freaking cool.
It would also be cool to go somewhere and they just give you free drinks. Like, I get it, but yeah, to give up money would be tough.
I just thought of one, too, where I got the couches at from a place where they you pay later, you know? And I was young. I didn't know. I wouldn't make this mistake now, but I was 22 or something. And
yeah, rent to own.
Yes. And so there's no interest the first year.
Perfect.
Right. So it's like, okay, no payments, no interest the first year. But then you need to keep track of when that year ends, because then after that, the interest is so crazy. And I think I ended up paying way more.
About five couches.
Right.
My roommate, I won't say his name, in college, we were up watching BET Uncut one night after dark. And we'd watch the videos on BET because they were, again, uncut, because they'd show whatever. It wasn't like dirty, but it's dirtier than BET in daytime. So we'd be like, hey, you want to watch BET Uncut? So we watched BET Uncut. And then they'd have, they'd sell Girls Gone Wild DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I got to get this. We got to order. I'm like, I ain't ordering that stuff. And he's like, let's get Girls Gone Wild. So he ordered a DVD and it came. Girls Gone Wild, New Orleans. And he just ordered one. But they kept coming like every 2 weeks, kept charging him. And he couldn't get him to stop charging his credit card for like 12 Girls Gone Wilds.
Is that how that guy made so much money?
Probably.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Steve.
Francis. That's what jumps in my head.
Is that the basketball? Same name?
I mean, yeah. I really think that's his name.
Joe Francis?
I don't know. Michael Ray is on the Bobbycast this week. It's a 1 hour one-on-one. Michael Ray, it's really the first time he's talked about his divorce with Carly Pierce. I get a lot of messages about this one. And I think Michael comes off really good. He talks a lot about therapy. He talked about his parents getting divorced at a young age and how his sister got put in the middle of their breakup.
It was tough, bro, until not that long ago. It was my mom and my dad.
Their relationship was so tumultuous.
I mean, we, to a point where I was like, man, listen, I can't put somebody over here and somebody, you know, like, I didn't ask for any of this. I was 8. My sister was 6. Like, we didn't ask for any of this. You know, like, both of y'all remarried and separated. You know, let's, you know, also, I need you to look at it as, I know you got some personal stuff there, but that's my dad and that's my mom.
Yeah, tell him that. Like, hey, don't talk bad about it. That's my mom you're talking about. I know it's your ex, but that's my mom.
That's crazy.
So we talked about that, and then I asked him if he's worried about having his own kids one day and putting him through that same trauma that he had to deal with, because that's a concern for me whenever, you know, we finally have kids.
I really feel what you're saying, because I've always kind of battled that, too, of like, do I want to have kids? What if I repeat this process?
That's my fear.
You know, and then what if I repeat it and I don't even know I'm going down that pattern, I don't see it, and all of a sudden, boom, I look up and I'm in it. You know, and this is not what I wanted, and now I'm dragging a kid through, you know, what I went through, and all that is hell, man. I would never want to do that. But then there's also part of me, man, and I think over the last couple of years, it just really made me feel like there's a bigger purpose in life, and that's something I hope to experience one day.
Hope you check it out. You would know Michael Ray from Think a Little Less. Got a bunch of number ones. He talks about how he had a number one at the same time. Like, his song had just hit number one, and he was checking himself into a place at the same time. Like,
dang.
It was like, I'm supposed to be experiencing all this super joy, but everyone's like, look at you, number one. But he's like, I'm checking myself in because I'm not good. So, great interview. Check out the Bobbycast, wherever you podcast. Appreciate all you guys for listening and sharing it, too, on your Instagram stories. Amy's pile is next. Amy, what do you have?
Well, speaking of country artists, there's a shocking list where, like, a younger artist is in with, like, Garth Brooks and the other legends. And then, women, listen up, because I have the number one stress reliever for you.
Like, you need
What you need
to
do.
Reliever.
And then I have a hypothetical for you. Has to do with, like, whether or not you'd rather be successful while you're alive or
I hate questions about when I die.
You do.
She does this every day.
She's going to try to get one out of you.
Yes.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So you know what's interesting about Van Gogh?
Cut his ear off. It was poor his whole life. He had crazy mental illness. Was able to...
Well, interesting. Yes.
We know a lot about Van Gogh.
Well, he only sold one painting while he was alive. And now he's one of the greatest artists of all time.
What?
Everybody knows
That's
Van Gogh.
That's terrible.
Broke. It'd be like if Prince didn't get famous until he died, and then you're like, oh wow, look at all this guy's music that he made.
Wow.
Do you know who that who is kind of like that?
I know.
Me and Bobby McGee.
Oh, Janis Joplin.
She died before her music hit, and that she had a hit song when she was dead.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So she didn't get to keep making music, but yeah, she got famous after she died. Yeah.
Well, this leads to a question I'm going to ask you. Or two questions.
Go ahead.
Would you rather achieve minor success while you're alive and then be forgotten? Mm-hmm. Or would you like to achieve no success until you're gone, but you're remembered forever.
I don't care about being remembered because I don't have kids though, right? So this is not a thing yet.
So like legacy.
I'm dead. Who cares?
I know, but having a school named after you, that'd be pretty cool.
Yes, exactly.
It'd be pretty cool if you were alive and new. But you don't know. You're dead.
True. But everybody going into that school Googles you, to find out about you. Like, why?
But you don't get to experience it.
That's okay.
It's not. It's like, right, Lunchbox, if you were super famous right now in South Africa, and you don't know.
That sucks.
Right.
He's mad now.
Sucks.
Right.
But.
So at least
people are Googling me, and I am famous.
But you're not. You don't get to experience it. Nothing. Like, right now, there's a school in South Africa. Kids are going to the Lunchbox School of Learning.
Wow.
And they're idolizing, but you have no idea right now. Is that fun for you right now? Is it fun at all?
Well, now that I think about it, I'm like, it's pretty cool they're going to my school.
But now, because you know.
Right. Yeah.
What was that documentary of that guy that...
Searching for Sugarman.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I need to see that one.
He was, yeah, he had
but
no...
But that's terrible, too, because he had no money.
He had no money. He had no idea he was famous. I could see. I'd rather have moderate success now and then not... We're all going to be forgotten anyway, eventually.
Mm-mm.
Like George Washington's not forgotten.
He's never forgotten. Abraham Lincoln's not forgotten.
You're talking about one. But even they're going to be forgotten, too.
No way.
Nope. Yeah. Jesus, not forgotten.
Okay.
Did you know Abraham Lincoln, fun fact, he was kind of didn't really have much going on until he met his wife. And then she's the one that really...
She's like, put this hat on.
...turned him into who he is. So like...
You know, I think you should say slavery's bad. Okay. Yeah.
Shout out to some of the women in men's lives because... The men end up who they are because of the women.
Yeah, I'm dead. I don't care what you do. You guys can go to town on my body. Hey, do whatever you want.
No,
I'm good.
No, have at it.
I'm not doing anything.
What else?
Speaking of women, a neurologist shared the best stress reliever for women. And it is...
Massage.
I know. No.
Shopping.
Another S word.
It.
What? It's taking a vacation.
Oh.
It's one of the best ways for women to lower stress. So I share this because maybe
she
you can
just
do
on a vacation with her husband or something. Whoever this
maybe
is,
want a little getaway.
Hey, look at this study.
Obviously, that's not ideal for a lot of people. So she also says a 20-minute break from work could help.
Big difference between a vacation and a 20-minute break from work.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
So I just saw this stat about Morgan Wallen, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy because there was this whole article about country albums that have spent the most collective time at number one. Like Garth Brooks, 173 weeks at number one. He's the top spot. That makes sense.
Different era.
Yeah. The top five, everyone is old. Kenny Rogers, Willie Nelson, Alabama, Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Kenny. But Morgan Wallen's in at number three. Like he's the only young person in the top five. He's only 30 years old and he has 117 weeks. And Dangerous, the double album, is responsible for 97 of those weeks.
He's killing it. He's selling out. I mean, Luke Combs and Morgan Wallen, we have two unicorns at the same time. So it seems a little more normal because there are two at the same time. Because they're both killing it at a level that none of us have seen since Garth. And we didn't even see that because we weren't in the business.
Right.
So, yeah, he's crushing it.
Luke is in the top 10.
Yeah.
He's got 88 weeks.
All these numbers I don't really care about so much because I'm going to forget.
I know. I was just thinking.
What about Taylor?
The difference. Taylor is at 6. You want to know her weeks?
You said too many numbers. I don't know.
He doesn't want to hear weeks.
Good. Thank you, though, Amy.
Taylor's just short of the top 5.
Good for Taylor.
99 weeks.
All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
The guy's being credited with stopping a suspect who was wanted on multiple felony warrants. Listen to this. In Tulsa, according to the Tulsa Police Department, there was an officer questioning a couple when the dude's like, I'm out of here, man. Because obviously he's going to get in trouble if he sticks around. So he takes off running. And he starts running across lanes of traffic to get away from the cop.
Oh, no.
Which is how you know that guy's running from something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's dangerous. Yes. So two officers run after the guy. A bystander driving a pickup truck sees it happening, slows down, stops his vehicle, keeps watching, gets out. The guy's just running toward him, the bad guy. We'll call him the bad guy. Just gets out and is like, well, guess I'll do what I got to do. Boom, tackles him.
What? Wow. That's crazy.
Guy's just living his normal day.
All right, I'm going
to
do this.
Just going to work or going to Sonic or whatever he's doing. And he's like, I guess, let's go, baby.
Wow.
I imagine him turning his hat around backward too
over
the top.
Yeah.
And so then he holds him down until the officers run up on him and then handcuff him and take him in. And he had drug paraphernalia on him, apparently. And it was later discovered he was on wanted for felony warrants for burglary, conspiracy, larceny, illegal firearm possession. I'd run too.
Yeah.
I had all that.
Would you do the tackling though?
No, I'd have done the same. My leg got in trip. Try to trip.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have straight up tried to tackle that. But the Tulsa Police Department released the body cam footage showing the officers chasing, but this dude gets out of his truck and just like rugby. There's no pads.
Yeah.
Rugby tackles the dude.
That's tough.
That's tough. Good job. Good Samaritan. The thing is, they don't ever say the guy's name.
Maybe he didn't want the credit.
Hey, heroes don't want the credit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, some people want to remain anonymous.
That's crazy, though.
For that, though, I would be like Lunchbox. Yeah. Like, I need to be credited. Because if I'm tackling somebody, I need people to know I did it like a man.
You put your body on the line. It's sort of like if you see a police chase, do you ever want to put your car in the way and let them crash into
it? No, I want my car.
No, because I don't
want
to deal with insurance.
But I'm saying, wouldn't you get... Wouldn't the police department give you a new car?
No, you would
deal with insurance.
Yeah.
No.
And I get it with his car. I mean, you know,
they'd probably want your car, too, to use to put out there.
But also, think of it this way, Lunchbox. If you don't keep your name, if you keep your name private, then the person can't come and retaliate.
I'll take my chances.
I always think about that.
I don't know why, but I always do.
All the awards and free stuff you're going to get are worth the chance they're going to come back and get you.
No, you're not really going to get many awards or free stuff.
Oh, my gosh. People in the city are going to be buying you dinners.
Do you understand how the news cycle works? They're not even going to remember the story in 2 days. It's a great story. He'll always have it to tell. But this next up.
Because if you have your name out there, someone's like, oh, we should start a GoFundMe for this guy.
Possibly that could happen.
There we go.
For a minute.
And then he has $100,000.
Okay, wait, now you're getting angry for no reason. All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.